So let's just start, Paul, by can you just basically reiterate the rules of a work zone and making sure workers are safe?
Yeah, you know, the people in, work zones throughout the state of Illinois and throughout the country, you know, if somebody's mom's working there or dad or brother, sister, friend, I mean, so we want everybody to get from point A to point B safely, but whether you encounter a small crew patching potholes on the interstate or roads or multiple workers on the interstate, you know, doing a major project across several miles, the people in the work zone, you know, they want to get home at the end of the day just like you. So please, you know, don't drive distracted, pay attention, drop the phone, drop it and drive. Electronic devices and the phones, it's against the law. Obey the signs, watch for changing, conditions, and watch for the speed limit. The speeds change when you're near and in a work zone. It's just far too many accidents happen, and we want everybody, to get home safely, and including the motorists, everybody to get home safely.
Has IDOT seen an increase in these accidents to start this year? I know last summer it might have been a little different because so many people were working from home. With a lot of things opening back up, are you seeing an increase in these type of incidents in work zones?
I don't know about an increase, but we've seen, some. Illinois State Police have had some, and one injury is too many. So, again, we just want to remind people, to be careful when you're around work zones, in and near work zones. And if you just see, crew, maybe they're mowing on the side of the road of the interstate. Maybe they're picking up trash, or maybe they're patching potholes. I mean, all of those are work zones. And we want the highway maintainers, to continue doing their job. We want them to be safe. We want the motorists to be safe. We are navigating the work zone. Just please be on the lookout for slow to stop traffic. Move over. Stop slow. If you see emergency responder, first responder, or a truck or vehicle, move over. Get in the other lane. Leave plenty of distance between yourself and the vehicle in front of you. I mean, just common sense rules that, meant to save your life and the lives of workers.
And I think it's worth noting that you mentioned Scott's Law. It doesn't just apply to police officers, which of course it does, but also vehicles on the side of the road, whether it's an IDOT vehicle or a work vehicle that has the flashing lights. It applies there as well.
Correct. Move over. I mean, that Scott's Law applies to all of that, the things that you, the situations you mentioned, And unfortunately, our statistics show that roughly 4 out of 5 work zone fatalities are not workers. Their drivers and their passengers traveling through work zones. So, again, we don't want anybody to be injured or have any fatalities. That's our goal, but you can impact a worker and their family or a driver, passenger. It's just please slow down, take your time, be patient, and drop the phone. Don't drive distracted, please.
Is there anything you wanted to add, Paul, about this? I know it's a pretty simple message, but it's always one worth reiterating.
Just again, Illinois State Police, IDOT, everybody. We want, motorists to obey the speed limit, the traffic laws. They're there for a reason, and we want everybody to get to their destination, whether you're going one block or 100 miles or more. We want everybody to get to their destination safely. We want to continue to be able to, work, fix the roads and bridges and highways, but we want to be able to do that safely for everybody's sake.